This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, DFW. We made it to a Friday. Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan without Sean.
No, you're kidding.
He's load managing. He's
load thank God this is the end of it.
Yes, thank God.
He'll be good to go after this.
We don't have another week of this in 3 weeks.
Nope.
No,
certainly
not. Certainly do not. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. We should call him anyway. Because today is the showiversary.
Oh, is it?
April 11th, 2011.
So he's the guy who goes on his goes on vacation when it's your anniversary. So like he just leaves his spouse,
yeah,
to go on some vacation,
some barbecue vacation with Pittman.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
That's what right he's now. Doing. 14 years. Thank you.
I'm being honest.
Who's made it possible?
I'm being honest. Did you or I want you to be honest? Did you ever think the show would go 14 years? Did you ever think about it in those terms?
I didn't think about it in those terms. I had no, absolutely not. Because when I came over here, I didn't think the fan would last 14 years.
And like, here it is.
I was at ESPN. I was doing, I had the night show. I was working with Grego and then Wally Lynn. And then two guys came in and they named Ben and Skin. They took over for us. And I went to do, I just did Mavericks. And then Michael Irvin and Kevin Kiley's show went off, and they moved into the midday, and I went back to nights with Joe Trahan.
Oh, I didn't know you ever did a show with him.
Yeah, and we had a different ESPNDallas.com guy in every night. So,
Richard, how long did you and Joe host?
Maybe a year?
I literally had no idea you guys worked together.
Yeah, so it was Joe, and then me, and... So Joe and me were there every night, and then it was either like Tim McMahon or Richard Durrett or some ESPN Dallas.
Mosley.
Good luck. Good luck getting him there. And then I got offered the fan job, and I was like, yeah, get me out of here. I'll take it. I was hoping for 2 years.
That's just all you were hoping for.
I was hoping for 2 years. 2 years. And then I was going to I was about to leave the industry. I was going to go do sales or something. I was like, give me 2 years.
Is that what you've done? You would have just started getting into sales?
I'd have gotten into real estate or something like that.
What kind of sales would you have done if you did
I'd probably like the I'd probably be at a model home.
See, you should. I've seen so many different people do, there's no network like the Aggie Network. If there's the Aggie Network is just very. If a fellow Aggie finds out you're an Aggie, they're basically just like, "Oh, do you want a job? Do you want a house? Do you need
like
anything?"
The Mormon Church. They're like the Latter-day Saints.
I'll give them credit. It's an incredibly strong network to be a part
incredible.
Of. So, would you have to start looking for the Tennessee Network?
I don't think there is one.
Would you have to call Todd Williams at the Cowboys? Be like, let me be a scout over there.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
I just found out he was with Tennessee about 6 months ago. But yeah, that basically would be it.
That's
so 14 years, man.
It's impressive. Congratulations.
Yeah. And the anniversary started off horribly today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Why?
You see this gallon jug of water?
Uh-huh.
That used to be more full, but I got in the car and I put it down, and this stupid cap, you know, these gallon jugs, they don't put the cap on.
Oh, my gosh. No. This happened to us recently.
But why don't they have a screw top for these things?
I don't know.
But it... and a puddle on my seat. So I have a wonderful surprise waiting for me
that
when we get into the car in 4 hours. That's going to be the smell of mold.
Dude, we had one of those in the backseat of the Explorer 2 weeks ago. And Kristen thought it was like sealed, like it hadn't been popped open yet.
Yeah.
But it had been taken off because one of the kids had taken a glass of water in the backseat, capped it back. That thing tipped over. She didn't know it had tipped over. The entire gallon spilled all over the carpeting back there.
Of water or milk?
Water.
Ugh.
And yeah. It was something
better
where
than milk.
We thought like, all right, this is going to smell like mold back here for forever. But luckily, she shop vacked it and figured it out.
Yeah, it's all. I'm going to have to do something about that today. That's brutal.
So you thought it was going to, you thought the show here was going to just last 2 years?
I didn't know. I had no idea. You know, Sean and I met each other the Friday before. I shouldn't say that. We did one interview together in January of 2011.
Do you remember what he did? He interview you?
No, we sat down in Bruce's office and just talked for like an hour.
Do you remember anything like with Sean? Just like,
look, I'm the star, and you need to throw me a sis, Stockton.
Monday, where are the guests?
No, no, it was like no one's gonna outwork me.
Okay. Talk.
Meanwhile, here he is on his fourth week of paternity.
Oh, things have changed.
All praise to Allah.
Did he say that?
He did not say that. The only thing I remember, man, I was like, okay. I mean, he was younger, right? You know, I don't even think he was 30 yet.
No, he wouldn't have been. He would have been 29.
Yeah. I was 31. Yeah, I think I was 31. So it felt like a lifetime ago.
I can only imagine what 29-year-old Sean was like. We're obviously with him now. He's a little bit older, a little bit more measured, but I just remember him on the air earlier.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine at 29, it was just like, I'm about to take over the world. Where are the chicks? Where's the party?
He took life a lot more seriously. Like he did.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like, obviously as you get older, it's like certain things matter less,
mm-hmm.
and certain things matter more. So it's kind of shifted.
He's mellowed a little?
I think so. He still kept his edge. He still has an edge to him. There's no doubt about that. Still drives him.
Do you remember being just floored by the amount of hair gel he had in to spike up his hair?
I was floored by the amount of hair he had. Not the amount of hair gel, the amount of hair. My gosh.
A full head.
I like it, Poppy.
He still has a
full head.
Pretty strong head of hair.
Yeah, for 40 years old, 40 something, he's got a full head, a pretty good hair.
Gosh,
back then, that was a quaff.
And didn't you said the anniversary got off to a bad start? Didn't the first show get off to a bad start with Steven?
Oh, I think so. It was either Steven or Andre. We had Donnie Nelson, Steven, and Andre Girard, of all people, as our first guest.
Uh-huh. Andre Girard was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he was. And then Steven comes on and he goes, when you introduce me, he goes, man, I really enjoy listening to you guys. I listen to you guys every morning. And I was like, it's our first show, dude.
Did you guys just let it go?
Oh, let it right go. We glossed right over that one.
That's the, you remember we had A-Rod.
That show was 5 to 9.
Yeah.
5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
You guys have gone through you were 5 to 9 for a little while, and then it was 5:30. Or did you guys had a second time slot, didn't you, before 5:30 to 10?
I don't think so. I think we just switched 5:30 to 10. But 5 to 9 was the original one, and that was Ooh, yeah.
I could see you loving getting off at 9 a.m. though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. The 5 a.m. though, that was tough.
It reminds me of the Stephen Jones thing. Reminds me of A-Rod. You remember we had A-Rod on like 2 years ago.
And really love you guys.
Now that one is a little more plausible. He could, but he's not listening. But he's telling us, like, I love the work you guys do. Like, shut up, Aaron. But this is also why you're the smooth talker that you are.
Yeah, he is very smooth.
He's like, you're punching a little person.
No, he was putting us little person up on his shoulders that day.
Peyton, where were you in 2011? I just want to get this over with.
God, depending on which month, you know, I was
March, April, April of 2011.
I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah. Did you listen to the
fan
back then?
2011.
Yeah. Yeah, you were 15. Or no, you're 14.
No, so I was
14.
8th grade. I was 8th grade.
Oh, my
April
gosh.
2011. Yeah, because fall of 2011 was the Rangers playoff run, and I was a freshman in high school then. Yeah. So it was before summer. Yeah, I was in 8th grade.
Cool. Very cool.
Was this when you were dating a 7th grader?
Nope. That was the next year when I was a 9th grade dating an 8th grader.
He was a 9th grade dating an 8th grader, and he said he just was treated like a pervert around school, that he was dating a middle schooler as a freshman.
Were you all in the same school? Like, was it at Mansfield? Like, cause like
no, two different schools.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 through 12 was high school, yep. And then 7th, 8th, junior high.
You never tell. Some schools were like 10 through 12 was the high school.
I have a question.
Yo.
And this is a little inside baseball. Normally, up on the monitors here, we have the fan cam. Why did you guys put Miss Rachel on the monitor?
I don't know. I thought that's what you wanted. That's why I put it up there.
Do you see Miss Rachel on your screen,
Chuck? Yeah.
Because that's Bobby's been talking, and Miss Rachel keeps on.
Is that what's on the YouTube?
No, I just have it up on there.
He just has it up for us to monitor Miss Rachel after we talked about her during a break.
Are you watching it?
Yeah. I was put up there for Bobby because he's trying to be serious, and Miss Rachel's jumping around in the background.
I thought it was like an ad at first. I was like, oh, that's a weird Miss Rachel ad. And I just kept going back to it, and I was like, this is really long. What's going on? And then I just realized I think he's just playing an episode of Miss Rachel here. She came up during the break the other day because the guys had never heard of her.
I never heard of her.
Haglund was floored at. That's his son's favorite is Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Noah loves Miss Rachel.
Again, never heard of it. But so we start this. So April 2011, Peyton was in freshman year or eighth grade, and then like 2 months later, we're in Miami for the NBA Finals.
I'm in Miami, Trick,
for the NBA Finals. Yeah. It was a wild start. Wild start.
You guys were the good luck charm for the Mavericks,
yeah,
and you were the jinx for the Rangers.
Uh huh.
So
and the Cowboys, I don't know what we were for them.
So how much longer is the show going to go?
Well,
have you figured that out?
Yeah, who's retiring first?
Sean.
Have we figured that out?
I think Sean will retire first.
You think so?
I mean, I've got...
I mean, I guess he's already retired right now.
Let's see. I got 6 more years of child support.
Sean is host emeritus at this point.
I have 6 more years of child support, and then I got to spend another 15 years recouping what I lost.
So Sean will be the first to retire. I will be the first to get fired.
Yeah.
And then... Peyton will be the first to get blackballed by the industry because he says
something stupid,
something that it's like, well, yeah. You can't have a job anymore. Sorry. Yeah. So,
I don't think I'll ever be able to retire. I would like to retire first, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
And just keep throwing into that 401k as long as it doesn't.
Hey, it went up big time. Largest gain the other day, but then it went right back down the next day.
Largest gain.
It's a bit of a roller coaster right now.
Look, everybody likes hills, don't they?
Yeah, we like hills.
It's fun. Well, look, 14 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You didn't think the station would go 14 years, much less the show. And yet here you are. You're getting closer and closer to that 18 year to getting a full grown adult of a show.
Maybe we can play some of the best and worst of the audio from 14 years.
You should go dig in through
Troy's
old folder. Which, by the way,
more football fight.
I saw Troy comment on one of our posts on the fan page yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He commented with the Kenan Thompson meme of wide eyes when he was listening to Eric's diss track against me.
Oh, baby.
He was, Eric did have a diss track yesterday.
It was good.
This morning. It was good. It was not better than mine. I don't care. I'm sorry. It was strong. It was a nice attempt. I think we can just let it lie, though, now.
I don't have
to reply because it wasn't as good.
I got to say the best part of it was your text to them that they read on air.
I cannot believe they read that on the air. But Gavin was just like, he asked. He's like, can I read this? They went, yeah. He's like, okay. And so he did.
But that's solid work.
I wouldn't have read it, but no, it's a very good song. The only problem is his brothers cheated. He cheated. He used his brothers.
People think you use ChatGPT.
But I don't.
You don't use it at all?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
Like, you gotta think, a lot of that's too specific for those prompts for ChatGPT. His two brothers, like, harmonized with him on the hook. It sounded beautiful. It sounded like angels. He got coaching on how to pace things because his brothers are, like, musical. Like, they're very, like, talented musically. Yeah, oh, yeah. his two brothers can sing. They at his dad's church, his youngest brother like leads worship. So I mean, they're very like musically inclined. And so I feel like that's kind of a hack, kind of a cheat. It took four guys basically to reply to what I did by myself.
Yeah,
you know,
true. Right, yeah. Now you're
had Kavanaugh still been on that show, he would have just done it by himself. But you know, it took four guys basically to replace Kavanaugh, I guess.
Wow. Oh boy. All right. Bobby Belt. Sean and RJ. 105 through the fan.
Can't mention former employees, Bobby.
Lots to get to today. We got Masters going on. We got round the NFL stars with a brutal loss again last night. Tyreek Hill in the news for all the wrong reasons. We go around the NFL. Coming up next on 105 through the fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is open, carried into the zone by Josh Morrissey. Morrissey, Anderson, Dolan, Connor, shoots and scores, and he's got 40, and it's 4-0 Winnipeg.
And that is the call on Jets TV, and that is how the game finished. 4-0. Winnipeg not only wins the game, they also clinch. They are now, well, they don't clinch, I guess, technically, but they've clinched.
Yeah.
Even DeBoer talked about it.
In reality, this is where things are set up. We got Brent Severin, by the way, today, 9:20, the GOAT, our favorite hockey guest. Does he come on here and give us credit at all for having him on twice in like a month?
He should. He's going to be very bitter that he's asked to come on the show when the Stars have been outscored 8-0 in the last three periods, 1 minute and partial, how much overtime it took to get the loss the other night. So they've been outscored. The other teams are on an 8-0 run right now. This is not the time to have a blip. I just think yesterday they were just shell-shocked from that game still.
It was a closer game, according to Money Puck.
Even DeBoer said it was a close game. He said he was happy with the way they played the first and second period.
Deserve to win-o-meter says 51.6% for Winnipeg. So it was a close game. Peyton, do you want to call Sean real quick on the air? And then I would rather not. The money. Why?
I don't want to get on his bad side when he comes back next week.
Does he have a good side?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
On Fridays, he's usually good.
He gave me a good wedding gift.
He did.
That was a great wedding gift. He gave you
his meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 pounds, 4 pounds of it.
That's surprised at how much was there.
I know. It was a lot of meat.
He's a lot of hands, big meat. You
know? Yeah. I mean, that was a half a leg. That was a half a cow leg he gave me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tripod. My gosh, that thing looks amazing. But, yeah, tough one
for the
Stars.
Call that a kickstand.
They have tonight off. They host the Utah Hockey Club tomorrow. And I do wonder what they're going to change their name to, if they actually do decide to. Is it going to be the Yeti?
I mean, what would you go with?
Because
don't you typically, I mean, they already have a team that doesn't make sense, their name, the Utah Jazz.
Mm.
And the logo is mountains. But,
yeah. You know, the Utah Snowboarders.
There you go. The Utah Romneys.
I don't think so.
No?
The Yeti's good. I think the Yeti is good. Sure. I like their colors. Their color scheme, I think, is
would it
fantastic.
Be the Yetis or the Yeti?
I think the Yeti.
Okay.
You know, just go with like a, just a singular name.
Seems like a good chance to get like a Yeti cooler sponsorship too.
I think it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's see. Who knows? Stars, though, dropped 6 points back of Winnipeg with the loss. Let's go around the NFL. What's this Tyreek Hill story?
Dude, the Tyreek Hill issue, this is again, right as he's getting all in that mode of trying to request a trade and can't seem to consistently, you know, stay happy with the Miami Dolphins, He's now had another run-in with the law over the weekend. It was reported that Tyreek Hill had a domestic issue at his house involving his, as if this pop-up window would stop, a 911 call placed by Tyreek Hill's mother-in-law on Monday where he was accused of an incident that resulted in police arriving at the home of the Dolphins receiver. And now the NFL is looking for that 911 audio. They're trying to get a copy of it, and they're investigating the situation. But the NFL is at a point where they could take action under the personal conduct policy, according to Mike Florio, regardless of whether no action is taken against Hill in the criminal justice system. And this is going to be a complicating factor, I'm sure, on any potential trade. Is, all right, well, is Tyreek going to be available? Is Tyreek going to keep running into issues? Because there reaches a point where last year you had the run-in with the traffic stop. You've got this story. You had the issue a couple of years ago where there was the accusation or the story about potential child abuse. And then we have the story that occurred when he was in college where he had, you know, been accused of punching his pregnant girlfriend. So there seems to be a lengthy track record here of Tyreek Hill just having some sideways run-ins.
So even if nothing comes of this criminal justice,
mm-hmm.
criminal justicely, that's not a word, from a criminal justice perspective,
mm-hmm.
the NFL still might do something.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to the idea of, like, you can be, OJ was not found criminally liable, right, but he was in a civil case. So similar, where the NFL would say, all right, well, they don't have enough evidence to convict him criminally. We feel like we have enough evidence to punish him.
God, I don't know. I've never understood how the league gets away with that, how any of these leagues do.
It's in the CBA, basically.
I know. It's just like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, I agree. I will say this. Have there not been instances before where, like, we all feel, like OJ, for instance, sure, we feel like we know what happened. And we feel like, man, you really got off on that you really used to the fullest extent that baseline of what a conviction is supposed to be. So with that existing, don't you feel a little bit of, like, vigilante justice when that kind of thing happens? But I also get why people go, you can't punish him if he didn't do this. But your employer can punish you for things that
you didn't
the
do.
Law wouldn't punish you for.
Right. No, I for sure they can. But, you know, I don't know. It's like, if, you know, the OJ thing, it was like, you went through the whole process and you got acquitted. Like, you just cannot usurp that, to me. That's just my opinion. Like, just that.
But he was found guilty in civil court.
In civil, yeah. Which, you know, that's his own. That's a whole other thing. But I'd be interested in what happens. You know, and if he does get traded, you know, if you're another franchise, you're like, okay, if we take him in a trade, you know, maybe the family wants to stay in Miami and he's away from that. And, you know, sometimes just people need they just need time away from each other. I have no idea, right? You know, I have no idea how that would play out. But I know that this complicates any trade for sure. Like, would you want him now at all?
Yeah, because, I mean, he is getting older. He did not play.
He's getting older.
He didn't play great last year. After the arrest he had, I mean, that was beginning of the season. Yeah. He didn't play particularly
is
well.
Is he worth the risk, the trouble, whatever you want to call it?
The trouble, the $30 million, everything else. It's a sincere question at this point.
Mm. It's a tough one. Sean and RJ here around the NFL on 105.3 The Fan. I saw this yesterday, and I had no idea the NFL could do this. But the NFL fired three referees.
Mm-hmm.
And they
one of them was a woman.
Why does that matter?
Because I'm just saying, I was surprised that they would dismiss a woman that quickly without letting time play out, given some of their history on that.
Okay. They will relegate them to the college ranks. I had no idea they could do this.
It's like a minor league system.
The rules aren't even the same. Maybe this will get college to adopt the NFL rules.
So this is where they get a lot of their officials from college.
I would assume so.
I didn't know they could basically just say you have to go down. Like, I didn't know college had.
You're going down to the Pac-12.
Yeah, I didn't know they basically had an agreement with the college where they could say, we're assigning you to be a college referee next year.
I had no idea you could do that.
It's basically a training ground for them, the college ranks are. And so, this is a... it's a quick decision because two of the three that got sent down were first year, and so the third one was the second year.
Yeah, second year up, umpire James Carter, third year line judge Robin DiLorenzo, and first year down judge Robert Richeson.
Do you think you would be able to say what each one of them are supposed to do given those titles? Well, I'll be honest, when I hear like...
The umpire is right behind the linebacker.
Yeah. But like when you think about like when they're talking about the down judge and the umpire and stuff like that, I think most people hear those and go like, I know generally where they're standing. I don't know why you need a down judge and a side judge and a umpire. Like which one, what exactly are you watching on each one?
Is the the umpire is watching for like holdings and stuff.
The
right?
Umpire the generally, line? Well, so that's the thing is that's why sometimes you'll see like three flags get thrown is because where they're supposed to watch will sometimes intersect.
Yeah.
And you end up seeing like, okay, three people have their eyes on the same area right there. Would you trade one of the on-field refs for a sky judge?
You know, I think I would add more on-field refs.
Instead of the sky judge?
I would have a sky judge too.
But if I told you the NFL only wanted to do one, we can either remove an official from the field and put a sky judge up there, or you can throw an extra official on
the
field.
And the sky judge does what?
Does basically review of everything that's being called.
I mean, I would like that. I would like that, but I honestly think they need to add another referee. The game's too fast for, six? Like, I think they need another referee in the NBA.
I will say...
You can't have three guys in the NBA anymore.
Especially if they're going to be as petty and petulant right. as the ones that threw Luka out the other night. Which the NBA rescinded the tech, right?
Yeah, I hate that. Like, how does that help? You know, go back to, if you're going to rescind the technical foul and you said it shouldn't have been a tech, have that game go back to the 7-minute mark with a 2-point game.
Like, is that a... That's... When we've talked about disputes before, like playing the game under protest, that to me, you would... Because they had that happen when we looked at the last time a protest worked, it was for... Somebody shouldn't have fouled out. It was Shaq shouldn't have fouled out with 50 seconds left, and they had to replay the final 50 seconds. So, I mean, that would seem to be one of those games where it's like, oh, no, you have a legitimate protest case. Yeah. We threw out Luka Doncic with 7 minutes left.
Yeah, that's legitimate.
And people would watch that. If you threw up on ESPN the last seven minutes of a game? Thunder and Lakers.
That would be the most watched game in the world because it's like that's what they should do.
Oh, I get a seven-minute game?
A 7-minute game. It's amazing.
How would you fill up the arena, though?
What do you mean?
Like, how would you fill up the arena for 7 minutes? Would you just play without fans?
No, you say, hey, guys, look, freebie, let's go.
Oh, yeah, just open it up. Say, come on in. We'll make concession money off of it.
Open it up. Didn't they do the World Series, like in that Phillies-Rays World Series, they had like a 3-inning game? They finished at the final, like 3 or 4 into the game. They didn't want to end a World Series game without the 9 innings. And it was like, this is awesome. This is a 3-inning game. I am all in.
I can't even remember. That was... Damn near 20 years ago.
I know.
David Price's whole career has come and gone since that game. My gosh.
The way it is.
Can you believe it? We're 17 years from 08 now.
Jeez. Yeah, it's. I saw that we're 1981 is closer to 1939 than it is like to that. Today.
I don't like that.
That makes me like really feel very.
Think about that. You started with a 29-year-old Sean Sharif, who this year will be 44.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Saw his entire career at the Fan.
Uh-huh.
You saw him start, and now you saw him in the last month just quit his job, basically.
I saw it all. Saw him buy his first house. Saw him, you know, get a second house.
The one he bought in the hood, the first house.
Yeah. The gated neighborhood. It was a gated neighborhood.
Needed to be.
I know. It had to be. Sean and RJ here, 105.3. The Fan, a little Masters update coming up next. I get married tomorrow.
Aw, congrats.
So the guys have come up with their best man speeches or roasts or whatever you want to call it for me. This is a segment about me, golf and weddings. Next.
Birdie putt from 6 feet through his own shadow should move down toward the pond in front of this green. He starts it left. It breaks right into the center. And that is workmanlike for Justin Rose. He has got a feel for Augusta National, at least on Thursday. He's up to 7 under now, and he leads by 3.
That's Masters Radio with the call. I have so much Masters stuff that we will do later on.
We got
guys peeing in the creek.
Because it's classy. It's a classy event.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, there's a lot of urine stories in your prep.
I got a few urine stories in my prep email. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, we got the same. This one guy is turning. This is going to be when Bobby finds out all the things this Josele Balestra is doing. He is going to be Bobby's favorite golfer. He is turning Augusta into his own little fun house.
I'm excited.
You're going to love this. We will do that. Let's see. When are we going to do that? Maybe do that around 7:20. We might do that at 7:20. We might do Eric Chiafalo's diss track.
Oh, yeah, 7:20. If you tune in for the expressway to hear Eric clap back against me in a song that was very good, but probably not good enough for me to actually respond to because I'm already on top. Like, I already won.
Wow. Justin Rose is your leader after one round. He is three clear of Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau and Corey Connors. And I got some scrilla on Corey Connors. I'm hoping he pulls this one out. I got some scratch on him, baby. But so good first day. A lot of low scores out there. And we'll get into that coming up at 7:20 here at 105.3. The Fan. Rangers are in action tonight, Bobby Belt. They are out in Seattle. The game will be right here on 105 through the Fan. I don't know what G-Bag is going to do. They got a full show today.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they already used up their diss track.
Yeah.
So what are they supposed to do? I'll tell you what.
Pre-game at 8 right here on the Fan.
It felt a little awkward having the off day yesterday. Like, yeah, it was such a come down from the Luka stuff, and then there's no Rangers baseball, and it felt a little empty.
I was hoping for a day baseball game yesterday.
Yeah. Would have been nice.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was fine watching the Masters. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I had my day full, but it would have been. It's always nice to have if you're lucky enough to have the two TV set up, and I don't, but I can throw the computer out there. It'd be nice to have golf and baseball on at the same time for me. I mean, those are like my two jams.
I can see it.
Rangers tonight. It'll be DeGrom on the hill looking for his first official win. Against Bryce Miller. 8:40 is the first pitch. 8 o'clock pregame here on 105.3. The Fan.
What you got going on this weekend?
Well, we are getting married tomorrow, Bobby Belt.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Wedding bells. Did you ever think you'd get married again? Seriously.
I thought someone, I'm sure, would talk me into it.
You would never pursue it, but you'd find somebody that you wanted to be around enough that if they wanted to, you were going to get toasted to it.
I was open to it, you know. I mean, I was totally open to being married again.
Do you want the real question?
The real question?
You know how Sean always likes to do the real?
Yeah, do me the real.
Let's go with some real questions as you prepare for marriage.
Yes, so tomorrow the nuptials. We've already got the marriage license, obviously. All right, we got that about a month ago. Tomorrow the nuptials, and then we're gonna, go to dinner.
Yeah.
Dinner afterwards.
So this is you have been married before.
I have.
Is there anything you think you learned from the actual first marriage? Not necessarily the end of it, but from the first marriage that you go, I want to do that differently this time.
something
a little simple, just like, you know what, I think realizing reflection, I should probably do this, or something you've learned since then that you've been able to use even before you've gotten married here with Sarah, that you guys are getting to the point you're getting married again.
I'll tell you this. So when I got married the first time, I was not doing the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So my life was different.
Oh yeah. That does put a different context in how your relationship is going to be.
You know, when we got married, I was doing, let's see. I was running the board for Michael Irvin.
That was before you told him off.
Right before I told him off. So I was working 9 to noon, and then I was done. It was really 6 a.m. to noon. So it was an easy schedule. I was home. And then, I didn't have a whole, we could spend time together, didn't have a whole lot of work to do. And then I got the night show. It was the same kind of thing, although she was a teacher. So we were like two ships in the night for a while. And then I got this show, and it was like, okay, I was home a lot, but I was working a lot too. I was busier, and it just fizzled.
Do you think relationships take more work with this schedule than most radio schedules? Like the fact that your day is split, you're on the air in the morning, you have to maybe go to bed a little earlier because of when you got to be up, you've got to work when you get home in the evening. Like, do you think it takes more active work?
I've figured out how to do it. Like when I was first married, I would do all my work like 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. until like 8.
Oh,
and
it's a long time to prep.
So now I try to do it from like noon or 1 to 5. So like,
do you stagger it throughout the day? Do you look for some stuff for a little bit, take a break, look
no,
for some?
I usually just get it done. And then the night is for Sarah.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so like, oh, yeah. So I would work when my ex-wife got home, and she would just take over with the kids, and I would start working.
So it's just passing each other.
So yeah, so it just fizzled. So like that, the learning to do the schedule would be the number one thing that I've learned.
So how much did you consider doing an actual big wedding? Because you're obviously just basically doing the courthouse wedding. There was no consideration to it?
No, we didn't talk about it at all. She doesn't want one. I didn't want one. I was a groomzilla already once. I don't need that again. I already had my 150-person wedding.
Who would be your, if you guys were getting married, do you think, who would be stressing more, you or her?
Oh,
because you were groomzilla.
Yeah, she would stress more. She is stressed and we're not even doing anything.
What is there to plan? Is it more the reception stuff or
we don't even have a reception really. It's
whatever the get together is together. On Saturday night.
You know what it is like she's stressed about the weather. It's going to be like 87 degrees and we're going to do this outside. She's going to be hot. She just starts sweating, hair breezy, wind, makeup running down everywhere. So that's what she is stressed about. We don't have anything. We're just literally going to a park, and we're going to find this one spot. And if I have to kick some kids off, I'm going to kick some kids off.
He will be, Choppy will be in Rivershawn Park. Okay. I was just guessing a park. he hasn't even disclosed the park to us because he knows that I read the group messages.
Yeah.
So he knew I would tell the listeners where he was getting married if he put it in the group text. But, well, this is exciting. How are you going to dress up?
So she dressed me. She got me, she wants me to wear jeans.
Okay.
A white button-down shirt tucked in. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got me not a baby blue sport jacket, but like baby blue with a little black in it.
Okay.
Sport jacket. And then, you know, boots and a cowboy hat.
Is she going to be in, like, typical wedding dress?
I don't know. She has a wedding dress.
But she hasn't seen it.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm getting kicked out of the house on Saturday morning.
Who all's going to be present for this? Just the boys?
The boys, my mom. My dad died, so he won't be there. He'll
be there in spirit.
Her parents will be there. Her brother will be there. His fiance. And I think Carly.
Okay.
Aunt Surrection she'll be there too. those are the definite yeses. I hope I'm not missing anybody. Maybe I am, I don't know.
Good deal. That's it's very exciting. I am sad you're not having a full on
reception.
No, a full on wedding.
Yeah, there's a sadness to that, but I've been there, done that.
But the full wedding experience, yeah. And then, you know, that would have been an opportunity, I think, for all of us to give speeches. You know, when we went to the listener wedding, when I went to Kat and Sebastian's wedding,
mm-hmm.
That's what I was disappointed in, is that I didn't get a chance to make a speech, so I had to do it on the air. I had to give him a speech on the air. Similarly, I think Peyton and I, we put in work. We had written speeches thinking there would be a big to-do.
I think now's a great time to do them.
We can do them, I guess. I haven't actually heard Peyton's. We didn't screen each other's messages at all. So, mm-hmm. Ooh, this is, there we go. Set the mood, Peyton. Peyton, why don't you lead us off with the speech that you wanted to give RJ Choppy and Sarah Countryman at their wedding?
RJ Choppy. Mm. Look, it's after 6:40 on a Thursday, so please don't expect much thought put into this. I've known you for 3 years, and you're like a father to me. No, seriously, you're so damn old, you could be my father. I knew I liked you from the beginning, with how much you talk about gambling. I'm definitely hammering the under in divorces this time.
Yes! There we go!
Look, you and Sarah are perfect for each other. Without her, you'd be a virgin like Patrick Dumont. RJ, I could say a lot more, but you'd probably forget it all. Yeah. All jokes aside, I'm happy for you, RJ. Enjoy this happy life with your second wife.
Oh, that's beautiful. Great.
I love the musical choice, too. Oh.
That's very a great
song. I almost teared up there.
That was Luca. Fantastic. And, you know, you are, I gotta say, you are, I know that I am like the father here. You are fast becoming my favorite child.
Oh, listen at that.
Thank you.
So he's going to be at the wedding too. He'll be there. All right. This is I got to put myself in the mood. I got to imagine I'm there at the reception and just hanging out, and I can see everything in front of me. So, like, you know, I would maybe just...
Oh.
That's me dinging the glass.
That's dinging you in the glass?
That's me dinging the glass. All right, everybody. It's great to be here at the Choppyman wedding. So many familiar faces here. Honest to God, never thought I'd see Sean and Kavanaugh breaking bread again. But here we are.
Oh my God.
Just drinking together over there. Speaking of Sean, sorry you weren't able to go on your honeymoon right away, because I know it's synced up with Sean's paternity, and you can't both be up
right,
at the same time. Chop, you look absolutely glowing. I haven't seen you this happy since the George Foreman news. Just you look so great. What a beautiful ceremony, guys, right? I shed a tear after you guys finished, and then you walked out to Slut Me Out by NLE Choppa.
Wow, that's a good song. Good song. Tough first lyric, though.
I wanted some of you guys to know how great a guy Choppa is. Maybe you know Sarah's side a little bit more, and you don't actually know much about Choppa. I wanted to paint a picture of him for you guys by reading from our group text last weekend. Someone who pours into the community, that's Choppa. You can see that on display when he says, "Guys, come over. I just bought an 8-ball, and I've got a girl from Harry Hines." Someone who looks out for others.
And you can't talk about
that. Right after that, he texted us, "Guys, she stopped breathing." A great father. You can see that when he then texted, "How do I move a body?" This shows how much he wanted to move his sleeping son, Julian, by the way, without disturbing him and waking him up. A devout Catholic. You can see that in the number of times he texted us God and Jesus that night afterwards. So raise a glass to the Choppymans and the memory of George Foreman and Abella from Harry Hines.
Abella. Wow, I know who your favorite is.
That's just the name of the girl.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
That's what you put in the group text.
I'm sure it is. Wow.
Congratulations, Sean. This is very exciting. You'll be a new man. And then you are going on a honeymoon. Not right away. You're not leaving right away, right?
For your trip? Next week. Like late next week.
So you'll be heading off to a trip. And bringing, probably creating another little Choppy.
I don't think so.
A true Italian baby.
I got a hot take on this. I think the real Italians are the American-born Italians, not the ones that live over.
Those are the real Italians.
The food. Our food's better. Look how thin they are. How fat we are.
I should have known when I heard you talking S about San Marzano tomatoes. I should have known that you didn't really respect those Italians.
I don't know who he is.
No, San Marzano tomatoes. Those are those.
I thought you said Sam.
No.
Very nice. That was great. That was good. Yours. I mean, you're just a genius.
I just read from our group text. That's all I did. I just read from our group text. That's all I did.
I don't know what else to say. Sean and RJ here. 105 through the Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. Did Russell Westbrook get the head coach of the Nuggets fired? Is that how that happened? Plus, we've got the junk drawer, plus a little Masters update, all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour in the commercial-free expressway next to the Fan.